I'm on the phone. Hello, Sharon, is it? My name's Simon. I'm Wombi's dad, if you call it that. What do you call it? Wombi the guinea pig. I'm Tina's husband. We're just calling you back about Wombi. We got your message. Thank you so much for that. All right. Yeah. Yep, we had a friend who she said she could see the stone in a guinea pig urethra, and she massaged it out and it was huge. So it's nearly done. Nearly. All right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Look. No. I'm with Tina now, and we played the voice message that got left. So our question is basically what sort of cost are we up to at the moment, and if it's only $200 a day to keep him there, then we're happy with that. But is there going to be like an extra $1,200 for the stuff that they do? Because we couldn't afford that. Yeah. Okay. Are you guys open tomorrow? All right. Okay. So basically, if it's the message, was it you who left the message or the doctor? Okay, so basically what she said was that if he comes home, he hasn't passed the stone, if he comes home, she's pretty certain he's going to deteriorate and die pretty quickly. So she said, can you guys keep him in there for the weekend, and that it'll cost a couple of $100 a day. We, at the moment, like we're really tight, really, really tight with the funds at the moment, so... we can afford a couple of $100, but if there's like an additional, like significant amount for what they do, then we can't afford that extra stuff. So that's why we just need to know from you guys. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. That would be fantastic if that's possible. Yeah. We found, like, he's been to the vets like I think 3 weekends in a row, something like that. I think it was last weekend the Albany Creek vets gave him some sort of painkiller, and he was like a zombie. He would just stand there and just literally wouldn't. I think I gave him muscle relaxant, and he wouldn't even. He put him down, and he wouldn't even move. He'd just stand there. I think he was out of it. Yeah. That's. But he's not normally like that. That's not his normal state. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, they can't just, like, I don't know, suck it out with a syringe or something. Thank you so much for your help. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll hear back from you later today. Sorry, my wife was just talking to me then at the same time. What was that? He gets oat chaff and wheat chaff and fresh grass. Does he have a favorite vegetable? He likes cucumber, I think, at the moment.
He loves fresh green leaves.
He loves fresh green leaves, but they're probably the things that have caused him to have a stone. Yeah, he gets fresh grass mainly fresh grass at home. He loves Timothy Hay. Can you call me back on this number, not Tina's number? Yeah, she did, but if she could call me Simon, that would be great. That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.